Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may cause dizziness, confusion, bloating, uncontrollable laughter, and in some cases, anal leakage. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
This is episode number 110 of Excuse Me, That's Illegal, the podcast that takes a hardcore look, gets some softcore crimes. I'm your boy Leroy, coming at you straight out of the closet with two stories that take place at the Royal Palace of Fast Food Joints, Burger King. By the time this episode airs, I will be sipping pina coladas and getting caught in the rain. Probably just the second part. We're taking a road trip to Nova Scotia. There's been some bad storms there, flooding and stuff, so we're bringing our passports. Might take a slight detour and check out Vermont or Maine instead. We'll be hanging out in Quebec and New Brunswick as well. Who knows where we'll end up? Life's about the journey, not the destination, man. Got the Q&A 3-year anniversary special coming up soon, too. Thanks to everyone who contributed your questions. Got some good ones there. That'll come out on August 10th, then August 20th, we'll be back to your regularly scheduled programming, or something like that. I hope you're all enjoying your summer. Just flies by, doesn't it? Anywho, let's get a couple jokes in, then move on with the show. I went out for dinner yesterday, and the woman taking my order had a badge near her left breast that said Pat. Long story short, I got banned from that Burger King. Next. What do Burger King and my underwear have in common? They're both home of the Whopper. All right, everybody, hop in the minivan and let's cruise these suburban streets as I serenade you with a couple tales of low-level true crime. And don't worry, my friends. I promise to get you back home before the heartburn kicks in. Episode number 110, Have It Your Way. Burger King. It's alright. Friday night is treat night for my kids, and usually they want their Big Mac meals with a smoothie from McDonald's. It's delicious, and I get why they enjoy it. But about a month ago, we went to Burger King while we were out, and they both got the crispy chicken sandwich combo with fries and a lemonade, and they loved it. That's now their go-to meal on Friday nights, and I'm cool with that. Especially because the Burger King I go to is right across the street from the McDonald's, and it never has a lineup of more than two cars. Meanwhile, the Mickey D's is always busy. Sometimes I'm waiting 15 minutes to get my order in. With BK, I'm in and out, baby. The only complaint I have so far are the fries are too salty. So I've been pretty fortunate. Because the stories I got lined up here, these customers have way bigger issues. Okay, our first story takes us to Union, which is a city in South Carolina. Union is one of those blink and you might miss it kind of places with a population of just 8,054 people. To hear more about it, I went straight to cityofunion.net to get a description, and they said, "The warm welcome the city of Union extends to newcomers and visitors is more than Southern hospitality. It's our way of life. You'll find an overabundance of friendliness in Union. We welcome you because we've built a community that we're proud of. Most of us wouldn't want to live anywhere else. We've developed the perfect blend of traditional values and progressive attitudes. Well, pass over some of that sweet tea, would you, honey? Because it's hot as balls out here. Anyway, we're traveling back just 3 short weeks ago. Yep, this is a fresh story. Well, the fries aren't, but... oh, honey, I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's head to the scene of the crime, which is the Burger King at 508 Duncan Bypass, which is right on Highway 176. This BK gets a 3.8-star average from 620 Google reviews. So let's hear about it from the people. We have a 1-star from ST. This was 4 years ago, and they say, "The Whopper I bought May 31st, 2019 tasted burnt. It didn't look burnt. I don't think they're cleaning the grill that the burgers are being cooked on. 5 minutes after eating my burger, my stomach was hurting really bad. I won't be going to this Burger King in Union, South Carolina anymore." Okay. And let's balance it out with a 5-star from 3 weeks ago, right at the time of this incident. Mackenzie says, "Whoever is working tonight, give them a raise. Beautiful smiles. I was having a hard night and decided to get some chocolate pie and some french fries. These two put a smile on my face. Fries were perfect. I never leave reviews, but these guys deserve it. Thank you." Chocolate pie, huh? Sounds kind of nasty. Okay, let's get into it. On July 9th, a little after 9 p.m., there is a disturbance at this Burger King location, resulting in not one, but 2 calls to 911. One call coming in from the branch manager, and the other from a concerned citizen. This is because 2 ladies, Chantel, 37, and Ivory, 39, are causing a ruckus. They are in a heated argument with staff, uttering threats and cursing up a storm. Throwing stuff, it's getting intense. Brian Shaver was the officer who arrived on the scene, and when he parks this vehicle, before his feet even hit the pavement, he can hear the ladies yelling. So he knows he's stepping into some hostile territory. In his police report, he describes what he sees upon entering the restaurant. Sergeant Shaver police report, quote, "2 black females using body language pointing at employees that indicated they were angry about something," end quote. Skin color may have been an irrelevant detail there. At any rate, he attempts to take charge of the situation, telling the woman to calm down. I know when my wife is fired up and I tell her to calm down, 100% of the time it works at escalating the fight to unimaginable heights. But I just can't help myself. It didn't work for Sarge either. He reported that they continued being loud and boisterous and using profanity towards employees. Obviously, Sergeant Shaver's next step is to split up both parties and get each side of the story to try and figure out what happened. Oh, my bad. He doesn't do that. Instead, he arrests Chantel and Ivory for disorderly conduct. The Daily Mail reported that as the ladies were being whisked away in handcuffs, they continued making threats to management, letting them know when they get out of jail, they'll be back to put a hurting on them. Probably not the greatest thing to say in front of police, but they were pissed off. And we'll later find out for good reason. See, these sassy ladies, Chantel and Ivory, they actually weren't the bad guys, or girls, women, I should say. They were actually the victims, and they were just standing up for what was right. They probably could have handled things in a more civil manner, but hey, they're passionate women. A couple days pass, and that's when the police receive an interesting phone call from Burger King headquarters, BKHQ. They say that an employee from the location at 508 Duncan Bypass may have been serving up french fries that they had retrieved from the trash can. Ugh. I guess I have to say allegedly here, but by may have, I think they mean definitely did. It's got to be on camera. This is a huge accusation, and it's one of their own. So for them to report this to police, they must have definitive proof. And the employee that allegedly did this wasn't some scuzzy teenager like you might think. It was actually the assistant manager, a woman by the name of Jamie Christine Major. And the 39-year-old could be in major trouble. as she is being charged with unlawful, malicious tampering with human drug products or food. Jamie, who is originally from Florida. Sorry, I nearly fell out of my chair there. That's shocking. She was arrested on July 17th and taken to Union County Detention Center, where she was being held on $20,000 bond, which she paid a few days later. According to police, the assistant manager, who has since been fired, grabbed the fries out of the garbage can. These were fries that had been thrown out due to a customer complaint, and she added them to the fresh ones, mixed them right in there. I'm not sure why, to save this small mom-and-pop shop some money? Or were these meant for our girls, Chantel and Ivory, because she didn't like them? Whatever the reason, those ladies witnessed Jamie in action and were none too pleased about it. They did make a disturbance after that and still uttered threats, but I'm hoping the disorderly conduct charges were dropped after the police found out these new nuggets of information. Pun intended. A Burger King spokesperson gave a statement to People magazine and said, "These allegations do not align to the brand's commitment to quality food and service and creating an exceptional guest experience. The franchisee of this restaurant is cooperating with local authorities and will take appropriate action based on the findings. As this remains an ongoing investigation, we are unable to share additional details at this time." End quote. Typical response, but kudos to BK, man. After these findings, they didn't have to contact police. They could have dealt with it in-house and avoided the bad publicity and quietly fired Jamie or transferred her to a new location. But they didn't. They did what was right, even if it lost them some customers. I feel bad for the franchisee, though. That is who will receive the brunt of the punishment. Gonna hit them right in the pocketbook where it hurts. This is an ongoing story and one I will get an update on when punishments are doled out. I'll still be visiting the Burger King in my town. It's something we don't think about, though, isn't it? Or at least I don't think about. You're putting a lot of trust into the people that are making your food, hoping they are being responsible, respectable, that they're sanitary, following protocol and all that. That's why I'm always polite when I make my order. Because you don't want to give some psycho in the back an excuse or a reason to mess with you. Remember that story a while back where the employee teabagged a guy's pizza? Rubbed his balls all over that pie? And that was because he was angry that the guy made an order half an hour before closing time. That guy was nuts. We got 99 comments on the Daily Mail article. So let's see what the people have to say. C.S. Party goes, "The human race is becoming a sewage pit, I guess." Surely You Jest says, "Hey, special thanks to the two ladies who called her out. If you see something, say something and yell something, if that's what it takes to get the problem addressed." I agree. I didn't include these ladies' last names. They did speak up and I applaud them as well. Unfortunately, they got rewarded by being arrested and having their mugshots displayed in a lot of articles, which I don't approve of, given the facts we've received. Okay, lastly, we have Bert F., who threw out a little personal anecdote. He said, "My son used to work at Steak and Shake when he was in high school. He saw the server drop a hamburger and put it back on the plate to take to the customer. My son grabbed the burger off the plate, threw it in the garbage, and made her stand right there until he made a new one. 16 years old at the time. Proud of him for looking out for others. 100%. Gives us a little more hope for the future, doesn't it? Let's end the story on that positive note.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
All right, chugging along to story number two. And for this one, we're visiting Clovis, which is a city in New Mexico. In 2019, they had a population of 38,000 people. Is Clovis a safe place to live? The short answer is no. Our friends over at NeighborhoodScout.com give it a 4 on the crime index, meaning it's only safer than 4% of U.S. cities. Yikes. And chances of becoming a victim of a property crime are 1 in 27. That's pretty high. Needless to say, local police have their hands full, and they should be respected, because they have a tough job, right? Well, not everyone agrees, especially a handful of employees at a Burger King over there. See, what had happened was, on Thursday, August 8th of 2019, Officer Timo Rosenthal was getting some hunger pains, so he pulled up to the BK drive-thru to get his grub on. But he was quite disappointed with what he received. Now, I've come across a couple stories where police accused fast food employees of messing with their food, and it turned out that they were wrong. One that comes to mind is, I think it was at a McDonald's, the officer accused an employee of taking a bite out of his McChicken sandwich. Turns out he had taken a quick bite in his vehicle and forgot about it. Then a few hours later, he went to grab the sandwich from the fridge and saw the little nibble out of the corner, and he was outraged, causing a huge stink. Hilarious. But this case is different. Officer Rosenthal has good reason to believe his food has been messed with, purposely, and that is due to the aggressive nature of the perpetrators. I'm just going to read the Facebook post from Officer Timo's Facebook page. It's just his personal page, and it says, "Well, while on lunch break and in uniform, I ordered food at Burger King and received this." There's a picture there. I'll explain the picture in a minute. "The patties were burnt, and the burger was of very poor quality. Guess that's the last time I ate at a Burger King in Clovis, New Mexico." He accompanied the post with a picture of the burger in its package, and in black permanent marker, someone had drawn a cartoon face of a pig with a police badge. Obviously, the employees were sending a message. The post went viral, leading to an interview the officer had with Fox News. Fox and Friends, actually, is the show. And here's a quote from Officer Timo. "I saw the pig and I was like, wow, this is kind of funny. You know, I have a good sense of humor. I'm an immigrant. So we have good sense of humors. But once I opened up the burger and saw the burned patties and the poor quality of the burger, I knew it wasn't a joke. I knew it was out of spite." End quote. Right on. And I totally agree with him. He would have laughed it off if it just had the cute little picture of the pig with the badge, but it was burnt and sloppily put together, and who knows what else they could have potentially done to it. And Timo, he seems like a good guy. He was just venting on Facebook afterwards, didn't try and arrest anybody. I guess he probably couldn't have anyways. But my point is, he didn't try to go back there and throw his weight around. Now I know what you're thinking, here we go again. Another case of Burger King employees behaving badly. But we got to throw some respect on management, again, for how they react. They make no excuses, and they actually fired 5 employees that are involved. Perhaps that was a tad harsh, some overkill. But hey, you play with fire, sometimes you get burnt. The BK location issued an apology, and a spokesperson, of course, added, "What occurred is unacceptable and not in line with our brand values." Yeah, no shit. And on top of that, as a gesture of goodwill, they sent a catered lunch to the Clovis Police Department. That's cool. Officer Timo appreciated the effort BK put in with the apology and whatnot, and it's good to know he's not harboring a grudge, even though he's still not going to eat at this establishment. He added, quote, "It's the fault of a few people that worked there, and they took swift action and got them fired," end quote. It was a mixed bag of opinions from people on Facebook, from what I saw. A few were supportive of Timo, while many others not so much. I'm Team Timo, personally, but I get why others aren't. Ones that have been mistreated by cops in the past. It's a hot button issue. Let's fire off some of these comments, then put a bow on this one. Robert says, "This is like going to work as a mortician and acting surprised that people are creeped out by you. You literally violate people's rights for a living. A little disdain is to be expected." Yeah, tell us how you really feel there, Robert. Kyle says, "Hey, Piggy, you gonna share any actual evidence? Why no pics of the burnt patties, Piggy? You got the authority to get the video of the BK employees tampering with your food, Piggy. Why aren't you sharing that? Anyone can make a doodle on a wrapper in their car and claim it was done by someone else." Relax, Kyle. And like I said, this officer didn't even go back there. He just shared this info on his personal Facebook account and it went viral. Burger King checked the cameras on their own and made the decision to let the employees go. They didn't name them on the news and they didn't even get in trouble with the law. They probably didn't like their jobs anyways. What else we got? Steven says, "Have you tried crying about it, Pig?" Wow, there's just no sympathy here, is there? Clint adds, "What a snowflake." I can almost guarantee if these people received burnt, sloppy-ass burgers, they would have stormed back in there to get a refund. But whatever. Let's get a few more. Adam angrily yells, "Meanwhile, if you'd shot the person who drew that doodle in the head, you would have been placed on administrative leave with pay, pending a formal investigation, which would have been undercut by either your buddies at the precinct or the cops union. And you probably would have been back on the job after a month of paid time off. So why don't you just F off, man, and stay mad?" Okay. Poor Timo, he's receiving some abuse here. And stuff like that has definitely happened in the past, for sure. There are some bad apples out there. But when we start painting groups of people with the same brush, that's not really productive. Let's end this on a positive comment, if I can find one here. Someone that's on Timo's side. Ah, okay, here we go. John, we got John here, and he says, "Thank you for your service, sir. Blue Lives Matter." And we are back. That's a wrap on episode number 110. Have it your way. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. I'm loving it. Wrong restaurant. We'll be back at McDonald's soon enough, but Burger King is a wild and crazy place too. Who knew? All right, you know what time it is. Listener confession time, baby. So let's get criminal, criminal. I wanna get criminal. That was pretty bad. Okay, this confession comes in from a listener named Brian. His confession is what triggered this episode for me, and you'll see why. Hey, Leroy. I'm Brian. Love the show, by the way. It's awesome. My confession goes way back to when I was 16 or so and working my first job. It was at a Burger King. I was getting trained on my very first shift and was very timid back then. It was a slow night, so our manager sent everyone else home but kept me to help clean up and show me some more of the ropes. It was a half hour before closing and my manager went out back for a smoke break. She was also on her cell phone with her boyfriend. It sounded like they were arguing. Anyway, none of my business. So I was just cleaning up. While she was distracted around back, a scruffy gentleman, possibly in his 40s, comes up to the counter and orders a Whopper combo. Now, Leroy, I was still wet behind the ears. I could put fries in the deep fryer and pour a soda. Didn't know much else. And that's what I told the guy, and said my manager would be back to help him in a couple minutes. And I went back to wiping down the tables. Scruffy guy says, "Don't worry about it. I used to work in a McDonald's." And this is where it gets weird. He hops over the counter and starts cooking and assembling a burger. I was too stunned to say anything, so I just let it happen. What a nightmare. If my manager comes back, she's going to freak out, I thought. The guy must have been telling the truth because he knew his way around the kitchen. He made that meal quick, poured a soda, then hopped back over the counter. I told him that would be $5, and he just looks at me and laughs. He says, "I had to make my own meal. I ain't paying." And just like that, he left. I didn't want to get fired, so I took $5 out of my own pocket and placed it in the register. When my manager finally came back in, I didn't tell her what had just happened out of sheer embarrassment. My family still laughs at me for this 20 years later, and I guess I deserve it. Brian, my man, that is hilarious. Don't be too hard on yourself. I was also a timid teenager. I could see myself handling or not handling this situation exactly like you did. But hey, at least the guy didn't rob you. Could have been worse, I suppose. But yeah, I love that. Excuse me, that's illegal at gmail.com is the email. Send me your petty crime confessions or awkward work stories. And like my boy Brian here, you too could have your story played on the air. Join the Neighborhood Watch on Patreon and get ad-free episodes along with some kick-ass bonus content. There's a link in the show notes, along with links to the PayPal, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, etc. That's all I got for you for now, but come meet me back here in 10 days where I'll serve you up a hearty helping of the 3-year anniversary, not so special. Peace!
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.